Boris Schatz founded the Bezalel School of Arts and Crafts in Jerusalem. He's probably best known for that accomplishment, and it overshadows his own artwork. The Skirball Museum on the Clifton campus of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion is hosting an exhibition of Boris Schatz's work in a variety of media under the supervision of interim director Abby Schwartz. Welcome to the studio, Abby.
Great to be here, Anne.
Tell us a little bit about Boris Schatz.
Sure. You did describe him exactly as most people know him, as the founder of the Bezalel School of Arts and Crafts, which ultimately became the Bezalel School of Art and Design, which still exists in Jerusalem and is a leading school. The other thing that he founded was a small museum, which ultimately grew to be the acclaimed Israel Museum. And so he's often described for those reasons alone as the father of Israeli art. However, he also was an artist himself, and he was primarily a sculptor. He worked in bronze, and he was trained by a Russian sculptor named Antokolsky, and very much in the Romantic realist tradition. And he also was a painter, and he worked in ivory and wood as well. So we are in this incredible position to be able to show his work because the college has a group of 20 bronzes, sepias, and oil paintings, which were augmented by several items that were given to us for the exhibition from the community. Two small ivories, two beautiful wood reliefs, and a lovely small silver medallion. So we now have represented in this exhibition all of the media in which he worked.
Can you give us an idea of his dates?
He was born in 1867, died in 1932. And he lived many places. He was born in what is now part of Russia. He lived in Berlin. He lived in Warsaw. He was in Paris briefly. And he absorbed the tradition of Romantic realism. I guess a sculptor that we might think of would be someone like Rodin in terms of this very Romantic realist way of making sculpture. And his subject matter is primarily Jewish people doing ritual or tasks of everyday life. There's an image of someone lighting the candles on Friday night on Shabbat. There's an image of someone blowing a shofar at the high holidays. There's an image of the matchmaker, interestingly, in bronze and wood, and he is actually taking snuff. He's not doing anything having to do with matchmaking except having a little moment, I guess. And these are really sort of genre-type themes. And what was interesting about this for me in doing the research was that for someone who was so forward-thinking about developing a school of arts and crafts, he was a Zionist. He believed, along with Theodor Herzl, that having a school of arts and crafts in Jerusalem during the period when Palestine was young, or before the actual state of Israel, many years before, this is in about 1906, this belief that if you had a school like this, it would not only train artists so that they could have a job, but it would give people jobs who could teach at the school. So it was sort of that industrial arts model. But interestingly, his art is stuck in the 19th century. And these are very traditional figures who look like everybody's grandfather with long beards and the traditional strimal, the fur hat that was worn in Eastern Europe, and sometimes a head covering, like, you know, a tallit. And he felt that this was exactly what should represent the Jewish people as a national art form. Well, very quickly, the young pioneers who were coming to this country and absorbing what was happening in the early 20th century in Paris didn't want to create those kinds of images. So there was a split pretty quickly. And although he continued to fight for the school for the rest of his life, he really wasn't loved as a teacher in terms of what he was trying to still create as the national art form. Today, if you look at an Israeli artist's work next to a Parisian artist's work, next to a New Yorker's work, it's contemporary art. It doesn't speak of any national identity. And maybe that's a good thing, and maybe from some perspectives it's not. But he really believed that it had to look Jewish in order to be a Jewish art form. And for him, that's what Jewish looked like.
What particular works stand out for you in the collection?
I am particularly impressed with the things that you can only make once. The works in ivory, they are very small. They're probably maybe 4 inches square, and they're beautifully carved and one of a kind, of course. And the other pieces that really speak to me are these two wood reliefs that, again, the wood reliefs and the ivories are from private collections in the city. The wood reliefs also are, you make it once, and the next time you might do the same subject, it's going to look a little different. And I think what particularly impresses me about the wood reliefs is on one of them, the frame is just completely done in this Art Nouveau, really leafy, scrolly, beautiful frame made of the same wood as the actual relief is. And it's very powerful, and he really was a wonderful sculptor. The bronzes are beautiful too, but of course you can make a plaster model and get 15 or 20 casts out of the same piece, so there are a lot of them. But these wood pieces and the ivories are really standouts.
And you're doing some program that complements the exhibition, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that's right. Well, we are reaching out to young professionals in our community, and on December 1st, which this year, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving coincide, and Thanksgivica is apparently a thing, and we are having an evening on December 1st, it's a Sunday, to do some art making with these young professionals, light candles, have dinner. So it starts at 4 in the afternoon with the art making activity, which we have learned does not just appeal to little kids, that big kids and grown-ups really enjoy the chance to roll up their sleeves and make something. So we're going to do brass reliefs, and then we're going to light the candles and have dinner together. And then on December 5th, a little bit more of a formal program, I'll be giving a PowerPoint presentation about Boris Schatz and his life and his work, and then giving a tour of the exhibition, and that takes place at 7 o'clock.
Many of our listeners, I don't know if they'll be familiar with the Skirball Museum, so can you tell us a little bit more about the museum itself and what kinds of exhibitions people will see there?
The Skirball is on the campus of Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion. It's housed in the Meyerson Building, and the core collection is called An Eternal People, the Jewish Experience, and it is basically an introduction to Jewish life through several different thematic areas, including immigration, ceremonial life, life cycle events, archaeology, Holocaust, modern Israel, and the diaspora. So it's a real opportunity with a particular Cincinnati slant, of course, because Cincinnati is the birthplace of Reform Judaism, and Hebrew Union College, Jewish Institute of Religion, is the institution where Reform rabbis in our country are trained, and there's a fabulous graduate school, and it all started here, so there's a particular attention to the early history of the Reform movement and the contributions of Isaac Mayer Wise. We also have this temporary exhibition space, one floor above the permanent core collection, where the Schatz exhibit is now. And we will be hosting in April an exhibition that's being put together by the University of Cincinnati, several different departments, based on a philosophy conference that is happening. It's called the Žižek International Conference, and it's Slavoj Žižek, whose work is widely known in philosophy circles, but they're going to put together an invitational and invite artists to react to this philosopher's work through visual interpretation, and have asked if we might be interested in hosting it on our campus. So we're very excited to bring together scholars and artists and see what we come up with. We'll be having a show in February, a small spotlight show on the works of Moses Ezekiel, who is an internationally renowned sculptor and somewhat of an expatriate. He lived a good part of his life in Europe, but he was the first Jewish person to attend Virginia Military Institute, and he was very much an American at heart. We have already two works in our collection by Ezekiel, but those will be joined by more objects, more works, actually his sculpting tools that are going to be coming into our collection in the coming months. So we're very excited to be bringing this to Cincinnati and to be able to spotlight our works in a greater context.
And the Boris Schatz exhibition, how long does that run?
That's going to run till the end of January, January 31st.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Abby Schwartz, interim director of the Skirball Museum on the Clifton campus of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, where the Schatz collection is on display. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.